Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He is a blessing. His return is soon. He keeps telling me his return is soon, and he wants me to receive that information, and I do. When the Lord speaks in repetition, he wants you to believe him. And I told my son just yesterday, I said, if the Lord ever speaks in repetition, he's doing it, he's developing your faith. He only speaks, in my experience with the Lord, he's always given me confirmations when I was in faith. And he'll say the same thing again and again to increase the faith in your heart. And every time he tell me his return is soon, I believe it that much more. And it helps me in my quest. It helps me in my life. It helps me to be ready. And it helps me to urge others to be ready and to minister life to his people and take advantage of time. So it's important that we hear his word. People fail because they didn't take hold of his word. They heard it and then they judged it. Or they heard it and they forgot about it. They heard it, then they rejected it. And some people heard it and thought about it. And it became faith. And then they received it. And then they stood on it. And they learned to know God. You would think that every time God speaks, people would just be in awe about what he say. But that's not how the world is. And that's not even how his own people is, because they came out of the world. When God speaks, people take it all kind of ways. And the Lord is so loving and patient that he puts up with us. He has new mercies every day. We get a little bit here and a little bit there. And before you know it, the flame of life is burning in our hearts. And it can almost go out, but it's there. So as long as it's there, God will work with it. We're his people. We're in the kingdom of God. If you sin, he'll convict you of it. If you harden your heart against the conviction of God, then you'll get trapped in your sin. And when he stops convicting you, then you probably need to get saved. Because God only... He convicts his people when he gives the world light so they can see their way out of darkness. And these things are important. You would think that even God's people, when they hear God's word, if it's not something that came through the realm of their structure, what they're used to, they may spit it out. I've seen people do that. They may honor it. They may grow. They handle it all kind of ways. Sometimes it's too much for them to comprehend. But they know it's of God. When they hear powerful testimonies, they believe it happened, but they don't believe it'll happen for them. Or they can't see themselves operating under the anointing or doing greater works. Yet they do. They just don't realize it. When you got saved, that was a miracle. When you told somebody your testimony, sometimes it produced a miracle. That was a man. He got saved. And he did one thing right. One notable thing right. He ministered the word, I think it was to C.S. Lewis. Oh, it was a man that became a mighty man of God. He was working in a shoe store and somebody came and witnessed to him and he got saved. And he went forward in the Lord. But the man that ministered salvation to him, that showed him the way, he kind of backslid and didn't do anything in life. And then before it was over, he came back to the Lord. I think it was Perry Stone that had a dream about it when he died. He went to heaven with a suitcase. It's like he did one thing right. Anybody that operates in the love of God And if you're praying for people, it's working. You're putting things in motion. Everybody can put things in motion with their authority. It's not about personality. God is not a respecter of person. Who will take him at his word and do what he said do? Anybody that's willing, God can do a mighty work in their life. It all depends on how much they love him. How much faith will they operate in? It's not like God just say, well, I'm going to do a mighty work with this one, and I'm not thinking about that one. I guess I'll use this one over here. It doesn't work that way. Everybody, God has a plan for everybody's life. And you have to follow the format God gives you. That's what's going to work. That's where you'll be anointed. That's what's going to make the difference. And it'll be as unique as a snowflake. Though we preach the same message, the main thing we have in common, we was washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's why we're righteous. It's not our works. It's not the big deal we make. It's not the works that we do that made us righteous. The works that we do is like a bonus. It's a capability. After we've gotten saved by the blood of the Lamb. So when you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, you don't just receive everlasting life. You receive capabilities. One of the greatest capabilities is standing in God's presence. A sinner can't do that. He'll die. But being washed in the blood, you will live. When Jesus comes back, you'll rejoice because you were washed in the blood. And everybody that ignored the gospel and did their own thing, they're going to scramble. They're going to run from him, and they're going to know why they're running from him. They're going to know he's the King of glory. They're going to know he's Lord of lords. They're going to know that they rejected him. They're going to know that he washed them in their blood and they rejected. They ran every chance they could to not hear the gospel. They're going to know that they played with the world. They're going to know that they're not right with me, and they're going to know what they were doing. Because in God's presence, your memory is enhanced. You know where you are with him. They're going to hide their books. They're going to hide their tapes and CDs and their idols. Everything they put before God, they're going to try to disassociate themselves from it. All the way to bat caves. They're going to cast their idols to the bats, their Qurans, their Buddhists, their emblems, their idols, their dolls, everything that pertains to their core religion, they're going to try to disassociate themselves from it, according to Isaiah chapter 2. And while they're running from the Lord, they know why. They know they're in trouble. They know that they're wrong. Even Christians, if you go in God's presence, you'll see yourself as you really are. The Lord can cause you to see yourself as you are. And he loves you. That's not so that you'll feel condemned. That's so that you can do some work. Even if it's good things, you'll see it. You'll see things the way, you know, he can reveal the truth of you to you. To you. And sometimes he'll just tell you. You'll know it. Live in his presence and make the adjustments. The word of God. Just receive the word of God. I don't try to put pressure on myself to do this perfect and then do that perfect and then do this perfect. Try to get these thoughts out of my head. I receive the word of God. I do it the best way. The best way is to receive God's word. Hear his word. Because you're going to win by your faith. I hear the word. The word is right. I measure it big. And then the word helps me make the minute adjustments I need to make. It's the word that helps me to conquer and go forward. It's the word that helps me to know what to do. It's the word. And because of that word, I can do it. And because I can do it, I do it. It's not hard that way. But if I went and see people to try to get you to do the outer works, that doesn't change the heart. Anybody can act right. I've heard preaching all my life, don't sin, don't commit fornication, don't commit adultery. I can't go around trying not to do those things. If I don't deal with the heart, it won't work right. Jesus said, if you look on a woman and lust after, it's adultery, it's a fornication, it's the same thing. And when I read what Jesus said, I dealt with, the Word of God teaches you to deal with things from the heart. And then the things of the world is not a problem anymore. You grow beyond all that. And when I didn't know how to do it, I asked the Lord, how to do it? What do I do? How do I do it? And I ended up doing it by studying the Word, just receiving the Word of God. And you don't want to do those things that's wrong. In fact, when you get saved, you don't want to do it. That's why I put forth the effort, because I was tempted, but I didn't want to be tempted. Everything that the enemy tried to tempt me with, I received the Word of God. I grew in strength, and I conquered it. And when I learned how to speak authority and speak confessions, it really helped me to conquer the problem. When I don't know something, I say that I know it in faith, because I know that God's going to help me understand. I speak the fact that I'm going to learn this. It doesn't matter what it is. God would always show me what to do. So I always grow, and I ask Him to help me go forward. I ask Him to help me do what's right. And it works. Destruction don't come in one day, always. It forms first. Something has to cause it. Being mean here, speaking mean words, having strife in your heart. See, every evil work follows envy and strife. And I like to say this. If you want to get rid of every evil work, get rid of the envy and the strife. Just yesterday, the Lord told me a lot of people will be left when He comes to take His bride because they don't treat their spouse right, or their children right, or their parents right. They have strife in their hearts. And when God tries to deal with them about it, they won't repent. Now, in God's presence, they'll know why they were left. If they went in God's presence, they'll know they need to correct something. And they'll focus so much on how they feel. Start looking at the Lord. If you look at Him, you can conquer how you feel. And if you receive revelation, you'll start valuing your spouse again or your children again as a person. And you'll stop depending on them to complete you and make your life look good or feel good. People cannot complete you at their best efforts. They're there to be a blessing. Jesus Christ, we're completing Him. And for everybody that won't see it that way, you'll always be struggling in your relationships. That's why everybody need to have something that they do. You know, in modern times, you know, earlier modern times, that women were housewives. And they sit at home all day waiting on their husband to come back from work. My mother taught me that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. It's not healthy to sit around the house all day waiting on somebody to take care of you. We're in the God class. We're made out of His image. The best, those that live the best lives, they serve. They go out and they learn how to solve a problem. See, traditions and culture can be a problem. I was watching a television series. It was a movie, basically, but they showed it over a week. It was called Harley and the Davidsons, and they made motorcycles, and it showed about how their lives formed and what their lives were like in the early 1900s. Very interesting show. And one of the Harley brothers, it may have been Harley himself, the man that designed the motorcycle. The Davidsons did the work, and Harley made the designs. He was like an engineer, wise man of God. I say of God, I believe he was, but anyway, he was a very wise man. And that was a lady that did news reporting. He was interested in her, but she was, he wanted her to quit her career, but she wouldn't do it. And I saw something when I saw that. I said he wanted her to conform to tradition, but she was already thriving. And she felt she enjoyed doing what she was doing. It's very important when people have something that they're passionate about. Some people, their goal is to just be a housewife. I'm not trying to down women. I'm just using this for an example. And they're going to let the man do all the work, and they'll be at home. Which is, if that's what you both agree on, I don't have a problem with it. All I'm saying is there are things that people can do. Everybody needs to be doing something that they're designed for. Your life will thrive in a better way. Now, being a housewife is serving, especially if you have children. Because girls grow up playing with dolls. They like home things, you know. And when I was in high school, they had a class called home economics. And I don't have a problem with all that. I love all that. Stay-at-home moms, my hat's off to you. But I'm just saying, don't let a culture control your destiny. Go to God and get your own personal format. In other words, in a marriage, in every marriage, if you serve your spouse, if you encourage them to do what makes them tick, what they're passionate about, you're going to have a much greater life. And I know this, especially when God revealed things to you. You got to go out and find these things. You can ask the Holy Spirit to help you see these things. They're already there. You have interest, and you need to tap into them. God can use those interests you have, even if it's riding a motorcycle. One of the brothers at church, he had a motorcycle ministry. He loved motorcycles. He would go and he win thousands of people to Christ in one weekend, he and his team. Whatever you have an interest in, utilize it. Serve man with it. And if you want to be a housewife, don't just be a housewife. Be a praying housewife. Pray over your family. Pray over your family. Pray over your husband. What I'm saying is, when I was talking about the negative light, I was, you know, being idle. Don't be idle. I discourage you from being idle. Don't sit around waiting on him to complete you. He can't complete you. And men do the same thing. They want their wives to complete them. Everybody used to be a sinner. And sinners lack knowledge. And the only way to get out of all the lack of knowledge, and the only reason I brought that up is because to show the fact that we have to grow from glory to glory. Sometimes we expect too much out of people. A person can't give you what they don't have. Grow in the things of God. Don't depend on people to complete you. A lot of men will say, But my wife don't, she's not affectionate anymore. She don't ever build me up. And men are actually trying to, they are actually trying to seem like a hero in the eyes of their wife. And when wives don't acknowledge them or encourage them, they feel slighted. And what I'm saying is don't be aware not to depend on people for anything. You don't need encouragement. I once desired encouragement more than I do now, but I learned to live without it. It's better that way. Because if I'm doing what God said do, my life will work. And if I got things to do, and I don't have time to wait on somebody to encourage me. That's not being mean, that's just the way it is. If you're a soldier in the battlefield and people are shooting at you and you're about to run out of bullets, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta hide, you gotta be wise, you can't afford to miss anymore. You gotta make your shots accurate. You don't have time to say, hey, you can do this. You don't have time for somebody to come up and pat you on the back. Come on now, you can do this. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord like David. If people don't encourage you in your circle, don't depend on it. You can't trust them for that. But you can always trust the Lord. Go to God and say, Lord, what do I do? How do I? You're trying to do things that's accurate and things that please God. Seek, just pray. God will bless you. He will strengthen you. You don't need them. If people won't encourage you, then don't trust them to encourage you. They're just not going to do it. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Keep on going and you'll do fine without that encouragement. But, and whatever people give you, receive it. If they're not bothering you, that's good enough. And even if they are, pray for them. They need your help. I gave a curious word to a man. Don't require anything from anyone. I said, wow, I never had a word that... I said, that guy, the Lord giving me that word for him, he must be a strong person. Most people... I saw him in a greater way. I put it that way. Because if God say do something like that, that means he can do it. And that means he wants to. You'll be surprised at what the Lord will help you understand. I saw strength when the Lord gave me that. A person that, for God to say something like that, they are strong. Or they have a great capability of being greatly strong. And full of love. Now, as you go forward, God will help answer all of your concerns and help you go forward. And I don't desire to see anybody miss out on the greater things of God. It's too important. What God can do in our lives versus traditions and cold religion is just by far. It's like the stars over the earth. It's so much better to live in the presence of God, receive His words, His encouragement, His blessings, His strength, and then operate in the earth. It helps us to be greater lights for those that need light and salt, and everybody needs light, and they all need preservation. They need to see what's going on, and they need to be preserved so that they'll have a chance at heaven. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.